ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం సెకండ్ క్యాంటో 7 చాప్టర్ షెడ్యూల్డ్ ఇన్కార్నేషన్ టెక్స్ట్ 34-35. ఏ చ ప్రలంబ హర దరదూర కేశీ అరిష్ట మల్లేభ కంస యవన కపి పొండ్రకాదయా అన్నే చ శాల్వ పూజ బల్వల దంతవక్ర శప్తోక్ష శంబర బదురథ రూక్మి ముఖ్యా. యే చ ప్రలంబ ఖర దర్దుర కేశరిష్ట మల్లేభ కంస జవనా కపి పౌండ్ర కాద్యా అన్నే చ శల్ల కుజ బల్వల దంత వక్ర శప్తోక్షశంబర విదురాథ రుక్మి ముఖ్యా. యే చ ప్రలంబ ఖర దర్దుర కేశరిష్ట మల్లేభ కంస జవనా కపి పౌండ్ర కాద్యా అన్నే చ శల్ల కుజ బల్వల దంత వక్ర శప్తక్ష సంబర విదురాథ రుక్మి ముఖ్యా. యే చ ప్రలంబ ఖర దర్దుర కేశరిష్ట మల్లేభ కంస జవనా కపి పౌండ్ర కాద్యా అన్నే చ శల్ల కుజ బల్లల దంత వక్ర శప్తోక్ష శంబర విదురాథ రుక్మి ముఖ్యా. So the next verse goes like, Jeva mridhe shamita shalina atta chapa, kamboja matsa kuru shrinjaya koikayadya jasyanta darshana malang balapartha bhima vyajabhayena harina nilayam tadiyam. Word for word translation, ye, all those, cha, totally, pralamba, the demon named pralamba, khara, dhenukasura, dardura, vakasura, keshi, the keshi demon, arishta, the demon arishtasura, malla, a wrestler in the court of Kamsa, Ibha, Kubalaya Pida, Kamsa, the king of Mathura, and maternal uncle of Krishna, Yavana, the king of Persia and other adjoining places, Kopi, Dvivida, Pondrakadya, Pondraka and others. Anne,
others,
cha,
as much as,
shalva,
the king Shalva,
kuja,
Narakasura,
balvala,
king Balval,
Dantavakra,
the brother of Shishupal,
a dead rival of Krishna's,
Shaptoksha,
King Shaptoksha,
Shambara,
King Shambara,
Biduratha,
King Biduratha,
Rukmi Mukha,
the brother of Rukmi,
the first queen of Krishna at Dwarka.
Ye,
all those,
va,
either,
mridhe,
in the battlefield,
samiti shalina,
all very powerful,
attachapa,
well equipped with bows and arrows,
Kamboja,
the king of Kamboj,
Matsa,
the king of Darbhanga,
Kuru,
the sons of Dhritarashtra,
Srinjaya,
king Srinjaya,
Kaikeyadya,
the king of Kekaya and others,
Yashanti,
would attain
Adarshanam,
impersonal merging with the Brahma Jyoti,
Alam,
what to speak of,
Bala,
Baladev,
the elder brother of Krishna,
Partha,
Arjun,
Bhima,
the second Pandava,
Baya Ahabaya,
Baya Abhyane,
Baya
Ahavaneya,
by the false names,
Harina,
by Lord Hari,
Nilayam,
the abode,
Tadiyam,
of him.
Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.
All demoniac personalities like Pralamba, Dhenuka, Baka, Keshi, Arishta, Chanur, Mushtik, Kubalayapira
elephant,
Kamsa, Javana, Narakasura, and Pondraka, great marshals like Shalva, Dvidvya, monkey, and Balvala,
Dantavakra,
the seven bulls,
Shambara,
Biduratha, and Rukmi, as also great warriors like Kamboja.
Haribol, maybe you can go on to the other side.
Usai, because I can...
Okay, ye padh lene ke baad tum ja sakte ho.
Would all fight Kamboja, Matsa, Kuru, Srinjaya and Kekaya.
Would all fight vigorously either with the Lord Hari directly or with him under his names of Baladev, Arjuna, Bhima, etc.
And the demons thus being killed would attain either the impersonal Brahma Jyoti or his personal abode in the Vaikuntha planet.
Okay, now you can go to the...
All demonic personalities like Pralamba,
Dhenuka,
Vaka,
Keshi,
Arishta,
Chanura,
Mushtika,
Kubalayapida,
elephant,
Kamsa,
Javana,
Narakasura,
and Pondraka,
great marshals like
Shalva,
Divida monkey,
and Balvala,
Dantavakra,
the seven bulls,
Shambara,
Biduratha,
and Rukmi,
as also great warriors,
like Kamboja,
Matsa,
Kuru,
Shrinjaya, and Kekaya would all fight vigorously,
either with the Lord Hari directly
or with him under his names of Baladev,
Arjuna,
Bhima,
etc.
And the demons,
thus being killed,
would attain either the impersonal Brahma Jyoti
or his personal abode
in the Vaikuntha planet.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada.
All manifestations in both the material and spiritual worlds are demonstrations of the different potencies of Lord Krishna. The personality of Godhead, Baladev, is his immediate personal expansion, and Bhima, Arjuna, etc. are his personal associates. The Lord would appear, and he does so whenever he appears, with all his associates and potencies. Therefore, the rebellious souls, like the demons and demoniac men, mentioned by names like Pralamba, would be killed either by the Lord himself or by his associates. All these affairs will be clearly explained in the 10th canto, but we should know well that all the above mentioned living entities killed would attain salvation either by being merged in the Brahma Jyoti of the Lord or being allowed to enter into the abodes of the Lord called Vaikuntha. This has already been explained by Bhishma Dev in the first canto. All persons who participated in the battlefield of Kurukshetra or otherwise with the Lord or with Baladev, etc., would benefit by attaining spiritual existence according to the situation of their minds at the time of death. Those who recognize the Lord would enter Vaikuntha, and those who estimated the Lord as only a powerful being would attain salvation by merging into the spiritual existence of the impersonal Brahma Jyoti of the Lord. But every one of them would get released from the material existence. Since such is the benefit of those who played with the Lord inimically, one can imagine what would be the position of those who devoutly serve the Lord in transcendental relationship with him.
Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Svapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tang sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padan sahagana lalita shri vishakhanvitamscha he krishna karuna sindho dinabandho jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpa Tarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yeah, when we chant for our meditation, then we have to chant in one way. But when we have to chant with others, then you have to chant another way. I was thinking today that, okay, it's good, we can all chant together. Generally, I used to think that this is the prayers, and therefore I generally used to chant in a certain way. But if we are going to chant all together, then we can chant the way we did today. And I was also thinking that His Holiness Gaur Govinda Maharaj used to select some selected verses, and he used to every day for Bhagavatam class, he used to chant with the devotees. So maybe we can also select a few verses and we can get the printout and we can chant together. That's very nice. These are actually glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam and the benefit of chanting Srimad Bhagavatam.
Okay, text 34-35.
Yecha pralamba paradartura keshavishta malleva kangsha javana kapipondra kadya annecha shalla kuja balvala danta vakra saptokshara shambara Bidurath Rukmi Mukhya Jeva Mridhe Samiti Shalina Atta Chapa Kamboja Matsa Kuru Shrinjaya Koike Adya Jashanta Darshana Malang Balapartha Bhima Baja Bhayena Harina Nilayang Tadiyam. All demonic personalities like Pralamba, Dhenuka, Baka, Keshi, Arishta, Chanura, Mushtika, Kubalaya Pira, Elephant, Kamsa, Javana, Narakasura and Pondraka, great marshals like Shalva, Vivida Monkey and Balvala, Dantavakra, the Seven Bulls, Shambara, Biduratha and Rukmi, as also great warriors like Kamboja, Matsa, Kuru, Shrinjaya and Kekaya would all fight vigorously either with the Lord Hari directly or with him under his names of Baladev, Arjuna, Bhima, etc. And the demons thus being killed would attain either the impersonal Brahma Jyoti or his personal abode in the Vaikuntha planet. So Krishna's pastimes are being described, as I mentioned, through these 10 verses. This is the last verse. Previously, 9 verses, different activities of Krishna had been described. And now it has been being described that how Krishna would kill all these demons. And the killing of some demons have been described previously in the previous verses. Yesterday's verse described which demon? Krishna killed which demon?
Shankhasura.
And why did Krishna kill him? He did kidnap. He was running away with the gopis. But Krishna just chased him and severed his head. So then in this way, then previous to that, it has been described how Krishna subdued the pride of Indra, and how Krishna bestowed his mercy on Varuna, and so forth. And in this verse, it has been described that Krishna killed so many demons. And Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chadishkritam. Krishna comes to protect the sadhus and to annihilate the demons. Now, as we mentioned also, as we discussed briefly yesterday, that in his pastime, some demons are real demons and some demons are acting demons. Some demons are real demons, those who are really inimical towards Krishna. But the way it is that Krishna, it always appears that these are some, even if they're acting as demons, they act so well that it appears to be real, absolutely real. That's a sign of good acting, isn't it? What is the good actor? Good actor becomes the role that he is playing. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a brilliant actor. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was such a brilliant actor that once played the role of a woman. And what happened at that time? Everybody thought that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became a woman. So, similarly, Krishna also, when he plays the role of a woman, like Mohini, she becomes so real that even Lord Shiva becomes bewildered and he becomes attracted by her. So that is the Lord's inconceivable potency. Ordinary living entities, they cannot, when they play a role, they have to dress up and they have to change themselves into that role. But when Krishna plays or Krishna's devotees play certain roles, those roles are very, very real. And this is the difference between just ordinary drama and Krishna's pastimes. In ordinary drama, there is the preparations through rehearsal, and then there is a stage and they play. But Krishna, because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he plays a drama, it becomes very, very real. And those who take part, they also have their preparation and background. Like most of the demons will find that either they performed great, great austerities, or they had been great individuals, had been cursed to become demons, and even the pious people, we can see that their background is that in the previous lives they performed great austerities and performed religious activities to develop their devotion. So in this way Krishna actually makes arrangements. And as we mentioned briefly yesterday, like some people are elevated gradually. Baddha jiva, a conditioned soul, is through his sadhana, through his performance of spiritual activities, he is elevated to that perfect situation of entering into Krishna's pastimes. And even the demons, some demons are there demoniac due to their nature. They also become demon gradually through their conditions. And some living entities, some of the associates of Krishna come from the spiritual sky. And in this way, ultimately they all attain their spiritual perfection. They become siddhas. So there are two types of siddhas, sadhana siddhas and Nitya Siddhas, eternally liberated, perfected souls, and souls that have achieved their perfection through practice, sadhana.